Welcome to this week's edition of the HMD Radio Show. It's a bit of a milestone. It's the 100th edition. So I'm going to start off with a bit of Queen.
Bye.
Okay, there you have Three Belters starting off the show. Queen Ogre Battle off Queen 2. Add on to X Skills off Avant Heard. And DRI The Explorer off their first album, I think. 100 show. It's after Flown Boy. If you're listening to this on Radioactive, you will have... Yeah, all the shows were on that. If you're listening to this on Grip Delusion, I've only been with that station for a good few months. So you can check out all the old shows if you follow the links on Facebook or Twitter, or just mail me and I'll put you in the right direction. What am I going to play next? I think I'm going to play a bit of Hawkwind. Yeah, so this is 25 Years.
Years doesn't
have Pinter Martin and Bullet Head. That's taken off their Fanning Sessions from a long time ago. And before that, Every Time I Die, Thirst, and then before that again was Hawkwind. So yeah, I've a couple of beers with me this week, and I was going to review two, but when I started drinking the first one, I was kind of like, oh, it's a bit meh. And yeah, I'm not in the mood for telling you how shit this beer from Sierra Nevada. Flip side is, it's a red IPA. It's yeah, it's grand. So I'm not going to bother reviewing it. Make your own minds up, but don't bother. So yeah, I'm going to play. What am I going to play next? Yeah, Eagles of Death Metal. I Only Want You, which isn't about this beer I'm drinking.
Yeah.
Cool Josh Home there, Caius, El Rodeo, and I Only Want You by Eagles of Death Metal. Yeah, so I suppose this is kind of half an apology for last week's Shit Ministry song that I played, and also because I know Quidox, who's listening, fucking hates John Garcia singing. So this might make it up. I'm going to play off in case you didn't feel like showing up. So what? After that, then I'll tell you about this other beer that I haven't opened yet. So this one might also be a disappointment. But we'll see in 11 minutes, 30 seconds. We'll be right back. Torch there, out again, off Sounds for Singles. It was announced there the other day that they're going to be playing here next May, I think it is. Yeah, they'll be definitely worth checking out. And then before that, Ministry So What, off In Case You Didn't Feel Like Showing Up, the live album. And yeah, seen them do that live a couple of times, and it's something else. So yeah, the second beer that I have tonight is Pumpkin Porter. It's by Red Hook. It's called Out of Your Gourd Pumpkin Porter, which I'd say you could very easily get drinking it. It's knocking in at 5.8%, so it's not particularly strong. But it's yeah, it's not a bad beer. I wouldn't normally go for pumpkin or porter, but I just thought I'd fucking live a little. It smells like a porter. It's nice and dark. Head of a porter, and when you taste them, it's yeah, you get the spices. It's kind of like yeah, spicy and pumpkiny. I'm not like a huge fan of pumpkin. It's grand, but the spices definitely win it over and make it very tasty and easy to drink. I could see myself thinking a good few of these if I had them. Yeah, so that Red Hook Pumpkin Porter, I decided to start writing my beers out of 10 rather than 5. It's just like, you know, it isn't a hell of a lot when you're doing it out of 5. So I'm going to give this one, I'd say, a 6.5 out of 10. It's tasty. If you want to try something a bit different, give it a go. And it's not going to make you piss yourself. So, next up, going to play some Early Man Fight. We'll be right back. That was Fear Factory, Hunter Killer, taken off the Demanufacture EP, album, I should say. I was looking for the Malcolm 12-inch that was brought out. There's some mixes on it by Chosen Few and Liza and Ellie's, and some deadly old school Gabba mixes on it. I have it on vinyl, but haven't been able to get a digital copy of it. Speaking of which, Mugstar and Cosmic Dead got a split 12 inch by them in the post the other day. Lovely packaging, nice cloth exterior, and it's on a lovely purple vinyl. So yeah, I've been listening to it a lot, it's deadly, but I don't have a digital copy, and I sent the lads a message looking for a copy if there was one going so I could play it on the show, so hopefully I'll get one for next week's show. But in the meantime, I'm going to play something off their album from 2012, Axis. This is Tangerina. But before I do that, this is actually the end of the show. So if you want to get in touch, you can email hmd@radioactiveinternational.org or on Twitter @HMD_radio or Facebook, the HMD Radio Show. So until next week, enjoy a bit of Mugstar.